Despite the federal shutdown, work is continuing on the environmental impact statement for the proposed Pebble Mine. U.S. Corps of Engineers is the lead agency in charge of preparing the document. The EIS will analyze potential detrimental and beneficial effects of the Pebble project and develop alternatives to the proposed mine plan. The final EIS will serve as a tool for federal agencies as they decide whether or not to permit the gold, copper, and molybdenum mine in Bristol Bay. Army Corps spokesman John Budnick said, "The development of the EIS is not affected by the federal shutdown at this time," unquote. The Corps of Engineers is under the Department of Defense, which is funded through the end of the fiscal year. However, he confirmed the Army Corps now expects to release the draft EIS about a month later than earlier announced. Previously estimated for release in January of 2019, the draft EIS is now expected in mid-February with publication in the Federal Register around March the 1st. There'll be a 90-day comment period after the draft EIS is released. During that period of public review of the document, the Army Corps said that it plans to hold public meetings.